Some Atlanta attractions have noticed large crowds of teens and young adults visiting. Tasneem Shama reports most aren't there for the history.
If you're not familiar, Pokemon Go is a mobile game that requires you to physically visit places to catch fictional creatures called Pokemon. Oakland Cemetery's 33-year-old marketing director Pamela Henman catches them on her iPhone on her walk to work. She stands in front of the Confederate obelisk at Oakland Cemetery, which is one of at least a dozen Pokemon stops here.
There's a Zubat Pokemon, so I'm trying to catch it, and it's flying, and so he's hard to catch.
She loves that there's sometimes educational tidbits about the monuments people are looking at. And she says, yeah, it's totally weird, but that's fine with her. And they're trying to get the most out of this trend while it lasts. Christy Raymer is with the Center for Civil and Human Rights.
We have been struggling to reach a younger demographic, and it's been a perfect way for people to be engaged with the center through Pokemon.
But it's not welcome everywhere. Visitors to Arlington National Cemetery and the Holocaust Museum in Washington have been asked not to play the game at their centers. David Shendowich is at the Bremen Jewish Heritage Museum, which has a focus on Georgia and the Holocaust. He has the game on his phone, but says the museum doesn't have a policy in place yet.
Short term, it's not a good thing because we're not prepared for it. Long term, as we start seeing the trends emerge, we can design exhibitions and design experiences around it so that we can reinforce the educational experience.
There are more than 200 Pokestops in the Atlanta area where players can recharge and gather supplies to battle other players. Some popular stops in the city are Piedmont Park, Atlantic Station, and Georgia State University's library. This name Shama, WABE News.